Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be cloudy, colder, a high only around the mid-40s. Temperatures right now, 42 degrees in Kenosha. It's 41 in Burlington, 45 in Milwaukee, 44 at this hour in Racine. The Racine Water Utility's bond rating was reduced by Standard & Poor's to match the city's rating for lack of significant growth in the last 3 decades and other financial factors, and future borrowing or bonding by the utility was without a rate case before the Public Service Commission. They had to do that, according to Keith Haas.
Obviously, the ability not to borrow money for a large corporation like the water utility is concerning, so we had little choice but to go to the Public Service Commission this year for a water rate increase. So we applied for a water rate increase in March of 2017. We went through the motions with the PSC, and in September we were granted a rate order from the Public Service Commission on the neighborhood of about 7 to 10%, depending on how much water you use.
That reality explained to the aldermen during their budget review last night. He said it's about 7 to 10% increase, okayed by the PSC. It's about another $4.50 per quarter on his water utility bill at home. Haas talking about the Foxconn impact. We said it was requiring about $100 million worth of water mains. That would be paid mostly through the Mount Pleasant tax incremental district. Meanwhile, wastewater rates will be up about 2%. That's about 75 cents per quarter on his bill at home. Foxconn's requirement, open at this point, could be tied to Mount Pleasant's capacity level and potential facilities expansion. A public hearing on Racine's 2018 proposed budget, the overall budget, and CIP, that comes up next Monday night at 6 o'clock. The only comments at last night's public hearing on the proposed 2018 Racine County budget came from those thanking County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, who had included money to her proposal for several nonprofits and charitable organizations. One of them, the Veterans Outreach, James Peterson Tiny Home Village here in Racine. Fiona Murphy thanking Delagrave for including $50,000 in the spending plan.
It is absolutely unheard of in 18 months that a project like this could go from start to finish. So I'm extremely proud of Racine County and extremely grateful that County Executive Delagrave came out and toured the property, asked the questions, and saw the real value that this is providing. It is a real partnership with Racine County, and it's an example that's been getting attention across the country.
Also thanking Delagrave, Ron Thomas of the Continuum of Care for his $100,000 allocation for the Homeless Assistance Leadership Organization. The Finance and Human Resources Committee is going to be reviewing the budget at a meeting next Tuesday evening before a final vote of the full county board on November 7th. A reallocation of funding okayed by the Racine County Board last night to mean some additional money for a program that helps entrepreneurs to start up new businesses. Supervisor Bob Miller explained that by transferring $17,500 out of the matching grant program managed by the Racine County Economic Development Corporation to the Gateway Technical College's Launchbox Growth Accelerator Program, Gateway could secure a grant for $80,000 from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
All this teamwork and just reallocating this amount of money will result in many more citizens being able to go through a program that will help them start their businesses and be successful. So it's truly a great example of cooperation and collaboration.
And that transfer of the funding was approved unanimously. Mark Yaniak, name seems familiar. He's back in municipal service, named this week as the new administrator for the Village of Union Grove. It's been 10 years since that position was created about 20 years ago and has been filled. The board in Union Grove voting 6-1 to hire Yaniak. He in the past has served as the administrator in the villages of Sturtevant and Caledonia. Before all that, he was a Racine County's Corporation Counsel for 25 years. In Mount Pleasant, the Village Board approves a new 5-year contract with Assessor Dan McHugh, who's going to begin a comprehensive revaluation of all village property as of next year. Says the new longer contract's going to include a higher level of service than has been provided in previous years. Claude Lois, working with the village on the Foxconn project, says it's common for larger municipalities to revalue their property values on a regular basis to avoid big spikes in assessments. McHugh's contract calls for a payment of $165,000 in the first year, increasing to $175,000 in the fifth year. The contract approved by the village board unanimously. A conditional use permit amendment request from Sam and Lori Azarian of Azarian Wrecking and Sam Cement is all about a trailer at 1535 High Street being used for office space, but city planning staff saying it doesn't conform to design standards and would have to be removed after 6 months to get the permit. At the City Plan Commission meeting, Sam Azarian first offered some verbal shots at the city's handling of their forced move out of the Machinery Row site, and then seeming lack of flexibility regarding the trailer that he says nobody can see from the street and was a budgetary decision.
Not really wanting to buy this building, paid $50,000 more than what I wanted to, and they said I had to be out by a certain date. Well, then we ended up buying this building, had no office space, anything. We didn't have enough money to put offices in it, and this trailer came along. I was looking on line for trailer, and I ended up finding a good deal out of Econo-Walk, so we moved it there.
Lead city planner Matt Sadowski noted the trailer was put there before the requested amendment was made, and it's the only issue of contention. Situation with the Metzger Steel, they have a trailer on their property. That was before the city's design standards were in place, which Azarian claimed is what led him to believe it was okay to put the trailer at their site. The conditional use was deferred so that the Azarians can come back to the city in 6 weeks with a proposal to deal with the trailer. Racine County Board approving a resolution to allow the limited jurisdictional transfer of several county and Mount Pleasant Village roads to the state to allow the roads to be reconstructed to serve the Foxconn development. Julie Anderson, the county's director of Public Works and Development Services, told the board that it is a perfect example of cooperation between various levels of government and also the private sector. She indicated that the agreement with the State Department of Transportation has them assuming jurisdiction over and paying for the needed improvements.
Return jurisdiction of the roadways back to the village and the county after the roadway improvements have been completed. The anticipated completion date is January 1 of 2021. Local governments will continue to perform routine maintenance, including snow plowing, mowing, permitting, and signing during the WSDOT ownership.
The affected roads are Highway KR, Brown Road from 90th Street to the West Frontage Road, Highway H from Highway 20 to KR, and International Drive. The Mount Pleasant Village Board approved the agreement at their meeting on Monday. One of the trustees in Sturtevant exploring the idea of developing a village skate park. At this week's continual committee meetings, Carrie Harbach said she's been considering the idea for a couple of years now, wanted to plant the seed, in her words, with her fellow board members, said she believes that East Park would be a good location.
So I've watched East Park for the last year or so, and it's, you know, it's not a busy park. It's rarely used. I think it would be a really cool idea. But then I also started looking at the expenses.
Meanwhile, she said that she found the average price for building one of those things is about $45 a square foot, but she says she may have found something better. Well, other trustees expressed some interest in learning more. She said that she would continue to research the idea and bring additional information back to the board in the future. A lot going on these days with the Racine Fire Department, ranging from retirements and a new candidates list to a pending labor agreement, plans for a new Southside station, and a fairly new home visitation program. The accreditation process, big for the department, according to Chief Hansen.
It's a process that's going to take us almost 2 years to complete. And what it is it's an internal hard look at the Racine Fire Department. The services we provide, how we provide those services to the community, the costs that are involved, the equipment that we use, the equipment that we might need. This is being done by a select group of firefighters that are working on this project. However, I would point out that everybody in the department is contributing to this.
Meanwhile, he said that the proposed future fire station at Durand and South Memorial, that would help to deal with the slow responses with the coal trains that are going to and from the Oak Creek Power Plant. The ongoing recruitment process is still in the middle of that. 19 retirement-eligible personnel may end up being less, though, with completion of the union labor agreement. And the mobile integrated health care program, that's something the chief explained, is basically follow-up care by them to previously transported patients so as to reduce repeat calls for service. The fire department also getting a new truck in about a week. The next one will be due in about 2 more years. There's always the ongoing replacement, though, of rescue squads. A date for trial has been set now for the Kenosha teenager accused of murdering another teen and leaving her body along a Mount Pleasant roadway. 19-year-old Daniel Tate accused of strangling 17-year-old Olivia McKay on a Kenosha beach in July. Her body found along Louis Sorensen Road by the residents of the area. Tate charged with intentional homicide, hiding a corpse, operating a motor vehicle without owner's consent. In Kenosha Circuit Court, Judge Bruce Schrader scheduled Tate's trial for May the 21st next year. A status conference is scheduled for late January in that case. And family and friends of the late Tim Bell, the professor emeritus from UW Parkside, invited to gather from 4 to 8 o'clock today at the Marsh Meredith and Acklam Funeral Home on Racine's Lakefront, or tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. right across the street at Preservation Hall, 740 Lake Avenue, to share memories and prayers and music. Bell, of course, died at his home of a heart attack at the age of 75 last week. His obituary notes that there will be a memorial to Bell taking place at the December 5th Parkside Jazz Concert. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section of it. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.